This is not your typical demolition site. There are no wrecking balls or backhoes carting away splinters of this once grand two-story home. Instead, there are walls lying everywhere and workers taking them apart. A neat stack of harvested hemlock beams grows on the vacant lot next door. There are cabinets and doors, books, furniture, and dishes scattered all around them. There's even a pile of dusty wine bottles retrieved from the cellar. Deconstruction technician John Markle is covered in the dirt and grime of the 100-year-old colonial. That's because he's taking this house apart with his bare hands.
Yeah, you won't see a wrecking ball on our job site, but you will see a telescopic forklift. And as you can see right there, we cut the house literally into big pieces and just take it apart, piece by piece.
Markle does have some help. A crew of seven is busy carefully lifting off walls, pulling apart beams, and setting aside the spoils of their painstaking work. With a standard demolition, about 15 tons of usable building materials and supplies would have gone to a landfill. Instead, the materials are resold to builders and at a discount to low-income families so they can make repairs to their own homes. Dave Benink is a deconstruction consultant from Seattle. He has spent the last 14 years teaching communities the sustainable method, and Benink loves his job.
We're creating jobs, we're keeping things out of landfill, we're saving energy, saving resources, and we're helping lower-income families. I mean, how could you not like it every day?
And he says the idea is slowly catching on. Benink has clients in 21 states. Some of them are private developers, some of them local governments. Right now, he's working in Buffalo, New York. He says when city officials learn they can deconstruct a house for about the same cost as a demolition, in about the same time, the idea sells itself.
I think that they're looking to make responsible choices, but they're still looking to make good decisions with the taxpayers' money. So when I can offer them both, I think that's more and more appealing.
But sometimes a good idea needs a push.
This is how I am.
Michael Gaynor is a former teacher and community activist who needed little convincing. He sought out Benink to help his city get a deconstruction not-for-profit business started.
All right, got it.
Gaynor is pretty young and strong, but he was still struggling to open the huge overhead door that slipped off its tracks. This warehouse is where they keep their salvage and then later sell it. And there is plenty to choose from.
You know, we have a pretty large selection of doors and big cast iron sinks, pedestal sinks, clawfoot tubs.
And all of that from only a few months in the deconstruction business. The not-for-profit has already salvaged several houses on private contracts and has contracts with the city to deconstruct about a dozen houses that were slated for demolition, and all with little or no startup money. Gaynor says they've gotten a few grants, but so far they haven't seen a dime. They keep going with contracts and proceeds from sales. He pauses from telling his story to pull back a hair that strayed from his ponytail. His bandaged fingers leave a smudge of dirt on his face. Gaynor says the work isn't easy, but he was eager to dig in.
You know, you got to get out there and do it, though. You got to do the work. You know, we talked about this for a year, and I was about going bonkers because I was like, I'm tired of talking about stuff. Let's just go to work. Let's just get it done.
Gaynor is even more eager about the impact on the community. They've trained and hired 5 full-time employees, a few part-timers, and are paying them all a living wage. They get full medical coverage, too, including the volunteers who pitch in. Gaynor says it's possible because they're not just throwing away resources.
I was looking at wasteful expenditure of $100 to $200 million in the city to throw things in the landfill. And I'm like, this doesn't make any sense. You know, my goal is to divert money from wasteful demolition and put young people to work improving their community.
But Gaynor says he'd really prefer not to take houses apart. His crew spruces up and boards up abandoned houses that could still be saved. And he says if someone comes along who has the vision to rehab it, they'll help them with that too. For the Environment Report, I'm Joyce Kryzak.